Now on today's program, some of the worst of 2017 month rolls along as we talk about Geostorm. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Like I said up top, it's Geostorm, of course from 2017, directed by Hollywood mega producer Dean Devlin. Now get this, ID4, that's our Independence Day, Godzilla, Stargate, Mel Gibson's The Patriot, ID4 Resurrection or Resurgence or whatever the fuck they called that
Resurgence.
Term.
Resurgence.
Yeah, that's it.
And now we're just directing this movie.
And I looked on Wikipedia, a little interesting knowledge there. That
Who
I,
dropped out?
Well, after poor test screenings, Dean Devlin got fired off of reshoots.
Oh.
And they brought in Danny Cannon,
Judge
supposedly.
Dredd.
Judge Dredd 95's Danny Cannon.
Also Whoa. Of Gotham.
Fuck, bringing in the big guns.
But Dean Devlin was always the toad to Roland Emmerich's Magneto. You know what I mean? Like, yes. They were always this, like, weird little villain team that came in and wreaked havoc on the
look.
Cinemas. Yeah.
And he was always a thorn in the side of the lovable frat house. He's an
oh, you're thinking
team,
of
right?
Dean Wormer.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this movie... Can
now,
I tell
movie
you?
Critics, get out of here!
Because they hate movie critics.
They do, especially the film critics from Chugalug House.
Remember the late Roger Ebert was lampooned in Godzilla?
Oh, right.
Dean Devlin signed off on that idea. He was like, I cannot believe you at least besmirched Independence Day, you son
of
a bitch.
You went easy on him, Roland. You went easy on him.
I want to burn that motherfucker's house down, Roland!
It's my Dean Devlin.
Easy now, Dean. It is I, Roland Emmerich,
the scourge of Carpathia and the sorrow of Hollywood.
Oh, mercy. So this movie, I never saw a preview for it. I barely knew Gerard Butler was in it until Chris Cabin told me last week. And even then, it didn't register when he said astronaut Gerard Butler. Can I tell you,
I
thought
you were so excited for this, you didn't want anything spoiled.
No, I went and come. It was my Steve Sadak, dude. I'm going in cold. The Frank Costanza. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Oh, my God. I just thought this was like, speaking of Roland Emmerich, like a disaster movie with weather, whatever fuck.
Yep.
This is a space adventure. This is a political thriller. This is a mystery?
So did everyone. This movie should just be like, oh no, there's a geostorm. It's actually happening.
Yep.
And how do we stop it?
Exactly. You get Paul Giamatti on the case?
Ah!
But no.
No, now I gotta solve this geostorm problem. Because he's that put upon scientist in that rock movie.
San Andreas. Oh,
yeah.
God.
San Andreas. Looks like a masterpiece in comparison to this movie.
Well, of course.
I just got a cease and desist from the movie companies for torrenting videos, and now there's a geostorm coming.
Now that is a...
If you make HBO more affordable, I won't have to fucking do anything. I could watch it.
So now, to set the stage, a geostorm.
Yes.
For those who don't know, it's a storm, and then in the center of that storm... A bunch of nice crystals. You know, they're pretty. You could cut it open, put it on a necklace.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're all like from Hank Schrader's bullshit gem collection.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, I didn't.
Who inherited those when he croaked?
Oh, I think the wife got them.
Yeah.
And then she threw them out.
Yeah, no, there's
dumpster town.
There's a nice little nook in her den with a picture of Hank and all the crystals around it.
Yeah,
him.
Just
and
a big one. Just a big
crystal. Oh, just one.
Because here's what you do, dude. You sell the rest of them to a bunch of suckers with cancer who think they're going to help out.
Got it.
That's how that works.
Smart. Smart move.
So this movie, it's about a geostorm, which, is like when the entire planet is covered in a superstorm.
It opens like the Terminator.
It does.
We are so far removed from reality.
This
should actually be a sequel to The Day After Tomorrow and or 2012.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, make that the pre-open and then, like, this is the new movie wherein, like, to stop that from happening again, we create this literally a Skynet.
Are you saying like you will have like a previously on little clips of John Cusack underwater and then Gerard Butler being like, that ain't happening again?
Not as long as I'm breathing. You know what, Dennis Quaid? I'm so glad you found your son. I'll never let that happen again. What are those computer dogs? I vow it to you. You know it, Louis Anderson. You're out of a job.
Wow, sweet callback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like this little girl narrating, and she's like, first the machines. No, she's like, oh, this like
my father.
Whoa,
yeah,
no, my
the
father's
creator.
The fucking tag on the end of it, dude.
He lives
it's like,
on now, only in my memory.
It should be her like drunk.
And in time, I became the leader of the Great Northern Tribe.
It should be her, like, drunk at a bar. You know, my father built all that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all those fucking satellites that keep you alive? My fucking dad made it, man.
And it's this insane thing where, like, the world started having, like, extreme weather.
Well, that's not insane. That's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
Or well, it starts happening next year.
Oh, right, yeah, we're told this movie started in 2019. This story starts a year from now.
Well, I think it starts a year from now because it was like shelved for like a year or two.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
right.
Well, because it was done, that was like at the end of 2016 when they switched directors.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. They've been working on this movie since the end of 2016.
Like 2014 or 2015.
Yeah. It's been since 2015. Like it probably was
somehow
in script phase of
Gerard
2014.
Butler actually looks worse than this now, probably.
He is disheveled in this movie, to say the least.
I'm not working out.
By the way, you know what's a real stretch for me? Gerard Butler, weather scientist.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Gerard Butler, the world's greatest genius of all time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is like next level geniusry.
And he's throwing it in everybody's face with an earshot.
So basically, the extreme weather happens. We're told that Lower Manhattan gets destroyed. 2 million people in the Middle East get killed. Not a huge deal. We'll just say 2 million people.
Not a huge deal. We have to highlight all the fucking rich bankers down in Battery Park that got flooded.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo-hoo.
I do appreciate that it got the destruction in New York City out of the way.
Yeah, let somebody else handle it in the cinema for once.
So all this stuff is happening. Gerard Butler comes up with this idea, which is to create a net of satellites around the entire globe that will be able to control weather through pressure and other stuff, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Okay. But the visual is they're bombing the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We find ourselves in this predicament as a society because we would not stop trying to help the coal miners. Those beloved heroes, the coal miners. And now look. Bombing the weather.
And now there's no privacy whatsoever because it's literally a satellite every 3 inches as far as you move.
Yeah, dude. Like when you're born at the hospital, there's a weather satellite shoved up your ass, and it's like, here you go. Now no more extreme weather for
you. That's how they take temperatures now. That's the future. You feel like you got a fever? Well, here comes a satellite shoving up your ass.
And so they name this device Dutch Boy.
I have a count on Dutch Boy.
You counted?
I counted. I did my best. It was a Herculean fucking task.
You're like a Dutch master.
It's above 30, right?
Actually, no.
89.
89. All right, so we got 30, 89.
I'm going to say 23.
Ooh, well, I kind of tipped my hat by saying no to Chris. 30.
Right. Okay, I was listening. I'll change mine to 1.
Okay. Oh, wow. No, 26.
Well, I won.
Give or take, because at some point my eyes glazed over and then people would like double up real quick. I'm like, I missed one. Yeah,
double Dutch Boy.
But they are fucking talking because
somebody stammers. Dutch Boy.
Because it's also called like the ICCS. Like that's the technical name for it, which is like International... Climate control satellite system.
Yes. Oh, right.
Whatever it is, that sounds so much better and more professional than Dutch Boy. Oh, Dutch Boy's a little sick today.
Oh, you caught a little bit of cold, Dutch Boy.
And now this spaceship or whatever it is, conglomeration of satellites or whatever, is named that because apparently a Dutch child at one point put his finger into like a dam or a creek and stopped the flooding.
Yeah, that's some sort of story. There's a little Dutch boy he stuck his finger in the dam and saved the town or whatever.
Yep.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
But this like multi-trillion dollar operation, this is one of those now clearly total fake futures where any country would want to participate with us on anything ever again.
We're the leader. Also, specifically.
Also, even if the Earth was dying and there were storms and New York City's destroyed, United States government is not funding NASA.
No, because it's a fucking Chinese hoax.
NASA?
No, extreme weather. No.
All right, that I knew.
Well, no, this is written in the optimistic year of 2014 when we still had hope on this planet.
Well, oh, that's true. I think that's I think that changed, like the globalist quote unquote changed of all of this. Uh-huh. I think that came with the new director.
Oh,
because the original, I think they kicked off the girl from Vikings.
Got me swinging, Gavin. Try
she,
again.
She played the wife, and it sounded like more of a like we're gonna get together at the end.
Oh, I
2012
see.
Type movie.
But oh, now, the woman who's just seen like with the daughter in the house, like the
they
ex-wife?
Recast her. Completely.
Really? I know. I was predicting that Ed Harris was added to this movie after.
I'm with Eric on this conspiracy theory because he makes no sense aside from a political reshoot that you're like, oh, there should be a more fun political angle.
Why?
And we're gonna have the Democratic National Convention in Orlando. Did someone lose a bet?
I had the same thought.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, it's a swing state. Right? It's a swing state.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the thing about it is I don't need to be watching what I think is a disaster movie only to have it to be become a space adventure, also then to fuck my throat with this Pelican Brief fucking
Radioland murders. That's what it is. It's Radioland murders.
Who done it? Dude, what are we even talking about? And spoiler alert, Ed Harris is the fucking dude behind it all, the Secretary of State.
Of course he is. That's the only function is he's a big name that does nothing.
Yeah, because, okay, he's got like 10 minutes maybe.
Maybe.
Wow,
big
that's
maybe
generous.
On that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Come on. He could have done, he did this in an afternoon.
Yeah, he Christopher Plummered this shit. So we open on some sort of House committee meeting about, House oversight meeting about the Geostorm satellites or what he called the Dutch boy.
Right.
And on his way in, so Gerard Butler single-handedly saved the world.
Yes,
period.
Pretty much. Yeah.
End of sentence. That happened, and he had the idea, and that's the whole thing. And like this one guy, the security guard on Gerard Butler's way in, is like, "Hey, man, aren't you the Geostorm? Aren't you the Dutch boy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you created Dutch boy, right?" I'm like, this guy would be more famous than anyone in the world.
If you save the world like that, like, yeah, you're Superman.
He changed the world, too. Like, the entire world revolves around these, like, weather satellites.
I bet he fucking created some jobs for some stubborn miners, too.
Might just have done it.
What would they be mining?
Nothing. They were trained in a new fucking job. God damn it, miners. Get it together.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes?
A new job? I thought we were getting our jobs back. I didn't want a new job.
I can't keep
track of
it. I wanted
my job.
I want my Hollywood video job back, man. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yes.
Bring it back.
Sadness.
So he goes in. He runs. This is a thing which I think might be a reshoot because this movie is top heavy with Richard Schiff. And you're waiting for Richard Schiff to come back.
Dude, there is nothing worse than getting like Richard Schiff.
You get the short shift.
Dude, I got short shift in this movie, man, because he's in this scene. He faces off. He goes tete-a-tete with Gerard Butler in this scene and then is never heard from again.
Well, he was clearly supposed to be like the Dick Cheney asshole from fucking Day After Tomorrow.
Sure.
Like, I'm sure they cut him out completely.
Or like, you know what? I want him like, one of these scenes when the whole weather's going crazy later, like he's like at a beach house and he like shits his pants.
Yes.
He's like, oh man, I was wrong.
His comeuppance, yeah. So he's like,
or he's just somehow torn apart by two different Tyrannosaurus Rexes in this film. They just always follow and tear him apart.
So he's like a senator or congressman at this like congressional hearing.
Yes. Yeah. And he goes off on Gerard, but like Gerard Butler's got no fucking time for this dude because he's the best guy on the planet.
He's the best.
He's the best man for the job. He's number one dad. I mean, he's everything.
He's a top 10 lover.
Employee of the month.
Just amazing. Amazing man.
He like comes an hour late and blah, blah, blah. They're like, you know, you did this. You know, he's flying by the seat of his pants. weather satellite controlling the world wise, I guess, which is, you know.
Well, that would go to your head, I'd wager.
So basically, at the end of this meeting, he is stripped of all duties regarding Dutch Boy.
Because he blows it. He starts yelling at this dude.
And it's this obnoxious, like, oh, yeah, you don't think we know about your mistresses in Washington? It's one of these, like, what are you... You are so off base from where you need to be as far as complaining to Richard Schiff about whatever your point is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just rambling. He's like your fucking drunk uncle at Thanksgiving.
He kind of is. And I think he's a little toasted to this meeting. That's where the hour went.
And now his brother is also in on this satellite business or whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently he's taken over the Dutch boy biz.
Right.
And no Dutch for you, Gerard. You're out of there.
That's right. So it's Jim Sturgis, who's never been in anything I've cared about.
No.
Not that I know of.
I don't think so.
He was, they were trying hard for Jim Sturgis circa like 2006.
Oh, man. You ever 21?
See that? Oh, I skipped that one. You ever see that fucking Beatles movie? Oh. What an atrocity. What an absolute atrocity.
I think that's got to be a state.
I mean, who wants to see a movie about bugs? Come on,
Jesus.
What movie is this?
It's about Across the universe.
Across the Universe. Oh, God, no.
Where it's like just the world's worst musical.
It's so bone-chillingly terrible. Wasn't he also in that movie One Day or something like that?
Yes.
Dude, that movie fucking sucks a dog's ass.
What a snore.
What is that?
It's like him and Anne Hathaway. They're like star-crossed lovers, this, that, and the other thing. And then it's like a totally fine, charming, romantic movie. And then she gets fucking drilled by a car at the end.
Nice.
Fuck you. You manipulative piece of shit movie. Oh, I got steamed in the theater for that.
I didn't know cars drilled.
You know what needs to be retired in this role for Jim Sturgis? It's his trade.
That haircut?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that haircut. Thank you for bringing it up. It looks fucking awful.
It's his trademark fashion mullet, which he's had through all of these terrible movies.
Yes, you're absolutely right, dude.
And this one, he's supposed to be the buttoned-up brother. Like, you know, Gerard Butler does the science, and he does, like, the business or whatever.
Right.
Like, he's like, well, I know how to talk to these people. And he's like, oh, you're such a stuffed shirt. Well, then get a fucking haircut, kid. All right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you're 30-something. The fashion mullet is closed for business.
Did anybody else get to see an episode of that show with him and David Schwimmer?
Oh, Steve and I were talking about this the other day. Was it Belly of the Beast or something?
Something of the Beast. Feed the Beast.
Hog Wild. What's it called?
What?
Him and Schwimmer are like restaurant owners.
Welcome to Hog Wild. May I take your order?
Oh, man. I'm such a tough restaurateur. I just care about the food.
I would actually have to start a podcast to talk about
that. Really?
Like, that shit is fucking rancid.
Are you talking it's slap level? It's the slap level?
It's not like as contrived as that.
Okay.
But like, it's really fucking stupid.
It was a lot because it's a show set in the Bronx that I didn't watch. I didn't bother watching.
It hinges on me believing that Jim Sturgis is a badass. That's a problem.
Isn't Schwimmer supposed to be kind of tough too?
No, well, like, he's more of the brains of the operation.
Well, they both had like cool tattoos in that poster I saw from the subway.
But this is sort of, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is why this movie has a big problem, wherein it's Gerard Butler, who's Scottish, and Jim Sturgis, who's British. And Sturgis is, and they're both playing Americans, which makes no sense, just make them from the UK. And Sturgis is doing this bad, like, New York accent, because that's how he learned how to do it. And, like, Gerard Butler is just doing his best, which is not very good.
Well, and there is just a quick course correction. There is a bit
we're trying to adjust,
speaking of course correction. Like, Gerard Butler has a line where he's like, yeah, we're from the UK and we moved here. Just be like, we moved here when I was like 25 and my accent was like built the fuck in.
I think it's like the Nolan brothers, right? Jonathan Nolan, he talks like he's from Chicago or something, right? And Chris Nolan talks like a Brit, right?
Because they lived in both locations.
Listen to either of those dudes talk. It's very disorienting because like the accent kind of tunes in and out and you're like, what? Wait, oh, wow. Where are you from?
Yeah, if they both talk at the same time, it like achieves the brown note.
So that's how you get that done. Yeah, it's so, I mean, look, here's the thing. Gerard Butler, whether he's been good in stuff, whether he's been bad in stuff.
Germ Sturgis has only been bad in stuff.
That accent is just really tough to cover up, and that's okay. All you have to do is either not acknowledge anything or let him be Scottish. Because nobody cares.
He's just doing his 300 voice.
Yes.
That's what he always does.
Yeah.
With this shit.
Flatten it out. Oh, I didn't know you had an order for that.
Just take it nice and slow.
And by the way, we get it that we're criticizing this while also doing terrible Gerard Butler impressions.
Of course.
But listen, this is not an impression of the Scottish people. It's an impression of Gerard Butler, so let's all get over it.
It'll all be fine. He gets fired. Now we cut 5 years later. I think we're at like 2055 at this point. Like, I really lost the thread about when
it
this
just keeps going, man.
You can't have like an opening sequence that starts in 2019 and then some time passes, then there's a scene, and then 5 years pass. I totally lost
it. It's been after the replicant uprising. So now I'm living here on this trailer. I don't know what voice I'm doing.
You're fine.
It's a Gerard Butler impression.
Sure, why not?
So there's a problem on Dutch Boy. We open back, and Afghanistan has been frozen solid. Which I think the entire the global community would raise their eyebrows like, really? That happened by accident?
Yeah, totally, dude.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, just like all those fucking funerals and weddings that got accidentally bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Like, yeah, I just don't feel like, and that's the thing, is like there's never, that's the thing. So the U.S. has it now, and at a certain amount of time, it will be given over to the international community.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's like playing Russian roulette with a storm.
Oh, did you work at the advertising business for this movie?
No. But speaking of the advertising for this movie.
Oh, sure.
I unearthed this today, and it's a real unearthing because no one ever saw it because the advertising for this movie was so bad. But they did a prank video on YouTube.
Shut up. No.
Dude, they did a fucking, Geostorm prank, man. So you get into a taxi cab in New York.
Uh-huh.
And
you get into a cab and it was the
real
video you saw on the cab?
No, listen to that. Well, oh, okay. Sort of. They fucking got everyone involved in this prank.
Was Richard Schiff there?
No, but Pat Kiernan from New York One.
Oh, he was on like Pat Kiernan.
He was on the taxi cab news and he was like reporting about how like there's a geostorm like hitting.
Oh man, I gotta watch this just to hear Kiernan say geostorm.
And they're like, oh, it's going to be like this big ice storm. And like people are like, but it's summer. What? And then they drive down this one block that has fake snow in it and like frozen construction workers. And
people,
Jesus. And then, it's just like, oh, you got geostormed. And like no one has any real reaction to this or cares.
I can't wait.
And it's only got like, it's got 300,000 or less views on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Which seems low for Warner Brothers.
I think they did 300,000 or less admissions to this movie.
I would say it's going to really suck when you're the last living human being in like 2024 and you watch that video and you're like, yeah, it sure was fun to talk about climate change that way.
What a prank. It's a prank by the Chinese, by the way.
There's Afghanistan freezes. They bring everyone in for this cabinet meeting. We discover that Jim Sturgis is romancing Abby Cornish, who's a Secret Service agent for reasons.
Yeah.
What has she been in?
Three Billboards.
Who's she in Three Billboards?
She's Woody Harrelson.
She's the second Billboard.
She's in Sucker Punch.
She's also in Sucker Punch.
That's who she is.
Because let me tell you, I'm sure she is a perfectly nice person. This is a reprehensible performance. And listen, it's probably not all on her. There's not a lot here. The writing in this movie is terrible.
It's horrid.
But Jesus Christ, every time this character opens its mouth, I was like, you have to stop this.
It's like supposed to be like super serious, but also flirty, which is a very hard thing to pull off. And it just comes off like robotic the entire time.
Yeah, it's like what Jim Sturgis, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's all like, well, like, you know, you love me and I know you're Secret Service, but like, would you take a bullet? Like, if the terrorist was coming or something, he was like, would you save the president or would you save me? And she says, the president.
Right. Yeah. And also, it's important to note that they are engaged to be married.
Right.
So, you know, this is going to last.
That's why...
Thank you for your loyalty.
Yeah. Well, honestly, yeah, they're not engaged at first. It's only at the president's bidding that they get engaged.
President matchmaker. By the way, President Andy Garcia, who I would vote for.
Oh, absolutely. Probably, yeah.
Across the board. But I was saying this is why Clint Eastwood's character in The Line of Fire is not married, because every wedding ceremony, like, would you take this woman? Like, yeah, but I wouldn't take a bullet for her.
President first, health, all that good stuff. But I would not take her in a bullet.
No. It's Ronnie first, you second.
I was secretly married to Ronald Reagan. And then when he... left office, I was secretly married to George H.W. Bush. And then when he left, I was secretly married to Roger Clinton.
The names mixed up. It was a mistake. I'll be honest, I gave a hand job to Carter.
Roger won't sign the papers, though, so my money's all tied up.
Oh, boy, a hand job. Now, wait a second. Here's a question.
Barely, sure. You fucking buffoon. You're my husband now.
When Bill Clinton was in office,
I
can't wait for a woman president. I'm the only Republican that wants it because I desperately want to marry a woman. I've married so many men.
We should say every Secret Service agent has to marry the president.
That's how that works.
Marriage is a job. The president is your job. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing, though. When Bill Clinton was in office, those two terms.
Mm. Yeah.
Did Roger Clinton have a Secret Service detail?
Oh, he had to have. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So.
Does it go that deep with relatives and whatnot?
They watched him eat a lot of TV dinners.
I was going to say, dude, those two Secret Service agents, that's a fucking book to be written.
A lot of different strokes reruns. A
lot of TV reruns, buckets of chicken.
Oh, man, he's watching this again?
Well, I think that the standing order is very rare for a Secret Service agent is if they were ever a kidnapping attempt on his life, just take him down. Like, literally, like, you know what? Fuck the leverage. Just put a bullet in the back of his head. Make everybody happy.
Oh, my God. He's watching Nightbreed again.
He knows too much. They can't take him alive.
Oh, man. You know what? If anyone tries to put him in the back of a van, just put him down.
Roger can't come to the phone right now. He's watching Studs again. He's watching something called Rhinestone.
So... this is all going down, which I 20 minutes ago. No, so basically, the Afghanistan is frozen. Oh my God, there's something wrong with the satellite. Jim Sturgeon's like, we need to get a team up there, get 30 people up there, we'll fix the whole satellite system, because it's kind of important as it's propping up the entire world at this point.
Well, we're missing Jim Sturgeon firing his brother.
Oh, that's right. He did fire Gerard Butler.
Flashback 3 years again. He tells off Richard Schiff, and Jim Sturgis is texting him like, let it go, let it go. And he's like, and another thing.
I thought the West Wing was overwritten, and you didn't do that good a job.
Who's really walking and talking like that?
So then Jim Sturgis is like, all right, dude, here's the spoiler. I just was made president of this thing, and you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
And so 3 years in the future, this thing is breaking down. And we're having a meeting in the Situation Room. It's President Andy Garcia, Secretary of State Ed Harris. Mayor Winningham is here for 2 seconds. And I think this is another, like... we're kind of deleting a character here.
I think there was
Mayor Winningham. She was part of the Brat Pack.
Oh, she's okay. The girlfriend in Turner and Hooch.
Okay.
Sort of. You know, she doesn't act a lot these days, but you put Mayor Winningham in a movie, it's for a reason.
Sure.
And she's just, I don't even think she speaks, really.
She has one line.
This scene, and then that's it. But then, so it's like this big thing, there's a bunch of people around this table, and then Jim Sturgis is off to the side, and it's your usual Washington claptrap. And they're like politicizing this whole thing, and Jim Sturgis is like, 300,000 people died, bro. Come on, we're talking about people's lives here. I'm an all-American.
Oh, God.
Okay, Jim.
And Andy Garcia's like, God damn it. That man is right.
I will not acknowledge anything that man says until he gets a haircut.
That is, that's been the rule for a very long time.
We've got one in here, you know. We've got many barbers.
Actually, a haircut like that, dude, he could be duping Andy Garcia in those Oceans movies.
Oh, that's true. He's always got to be aware of those Oceans boys.
Well, no, because he sticks out like a sore fucking thumb with this haircut.
What? Who, Andy Garcia?
No, Jim Sturgess. Oh, yeah. If he was in the crew.
That's an idea. Do an Oceans movie about the White House, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
See how Danny Ocean fares this time.
Well, I guess like that. The sequel to Ocean's 8 would then be Ocean's 9, I'm imagining. Or at least, then, maybe let's put the difference. Do Ocean's 10, it's men and women can be part of the team?
No, I think after they're going to just do Ocean's 9-11.
Yeah.
Where they have to break into the World Trade Center, and then one of those idiots gets a plane. That's not how you do it.
You know, I made the Ocean's 9/11 joke to myself quietly.
Oh, so wait. Was I just saying something?
Yes. You blacked out for a moment.
You
there.
Said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud, unfortunately. Damn so, it. Yeah, the idea is like Andy Garcia's like, no, the only way this is going to work is if we send one person up there that we can control, and which makes absolutely zero sense.
Sure.
You always send a team. It's also, you're going to put one guy on a spaceship? I know it's like the future or whatever. Like, that makes zero sense.
Oh, boy, do I love that.
This solo space. So we'll get there. But, like, he's like, all right, we have to send one guy up there that we can control. It'll be fine. And Ed Harris is like, it's got to be the guy that built the thing, which makes a lot of sense. And that's this guy, Jake Lawson.
Jake Lawson.
Jake Lawson. Oh, I'm sorry.
All American.
Jake Truth Daughter.
I was just eating beef.
I was watching the Dallas Cowboys, which is our team, which are the American team, right? Getting a tattoo of a hot dog.
What's your favorite Dorito?
My favorite Dorito chip is flavored red, white, and blue. I like American football as it lets people wear padding. I can't do it. No, it's fucking bullshit. Bullshit!
Fucking passes out. He starts having a seizure.
His little daughter's like, I overheard you're going to space today.
He's like, yeah, that's right. I wasn't going to tell you. I'll be back in a few weeks.
I love that. You're just going to go stay with your mother while I sneak off to space really quickly. What a terrible father.
This girl is... You want to talk about fucking dog shit. This little girl's performance, the script is wretched. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am opening fire on a little girl right now.
Listen, there's such a thing called cyberbullying.
That's true.
And this is a new initiative.
Well, the good thing is this is rated E, so she can't listen. She's not allowed to listen.
Oh, then go fucking crazy.
But no, it's just this overwritten, precocious little girl character, which is like, because she's like very upset that he's going to go, and he's like, but I'm coming back, I promise. And she's like, yeah, but you're not exactly the reliable type. And I'm like, dude, no little girl, no little human under the age of 40 says the reliable type.
She's like, fuck you, Dad, I saw Armageddon.
Oh, man, this movie saw Armageddon a lot.
Big time. Also, she has one of the worst lines of all time Jim Sturgess shows up to like recruit Gerard Butler. They haven't spoken in years, what with the firing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like hanging. She's like, she built a solar panel like in their backyard. And she's like, hey, uncle, whatever the fuck. What's this guy's name? Dan?
I think he's Max or
Max.
No?
Yeah, he's Max.
Yeah, he's Max.
And she's like, oh, hey, Uncle Max, how's it going? I thought you were supposed to be a part of my life. I was like, man, you know what? If I was Jim Sturgess, I would ignore her and just make a beeline for the house.
Dude, ice her?
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes.
I snubbed
her.
I see I made the right choice.
Oh, by the way, while this is all going on, why they need Jake Lawson is Hong Kong has like their own 75 9/11s in this.
Oh, my Lord.
Whew. This is a bad one.
These buildings are going down like dominoes.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
It's bad special effects.
That's what it is.
This is the worst special effects of the movie. It's this guy named Chang is He's like working with Jim Sturgis. He discovers something, and before he can get in touch with him, the whole fucking street gets on fire.
Yeah, I thought this was lava at first, but it's just like superheated gas lines are exploding.
In Hong Kong.
I had no idea what was happening. I also thought it was like the core.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool, lava.
It looked like the end of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it totally did. It might be the same street, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Dormammu, we have the Dutch boy here. That's another flat American accent.
That's more believable that Doctor Strange built this thing than Gerard fucking Butler.
Yeah. He has to fly into the geostorm, get killed 1,000 times.
How much do you have to like pay Doctor Strange to stop global warming? Like that, there's got to be a spell there.
Everybody has a price.
Definitely got to get like Captain America out of jail, all that shit.
Yeah, you got to give me all the 70s music. What kind of music did I like in that movie that's totally been dropped?
Oh, my blood is boiling. I'm now married to Doctor Strange. I knew this is too high a price. That goatee tickles. You know, I had to resign in 2008. I resigned for 8 years. You know why? Bone spurs. He always wants to take peyote when we fuck.
You know what the great thing about fucking Doctor Strange is?
Yes.
He doesn't have to hand you a towel afterwards. The fucking cape will just come over and help clean up.
It just starts playing the music from Fantasia when all the brooms are sweeping.
I'm not sure. We've got a very active fan community. Was that the raunchiest joke ever told on this show? It could be.
What? That was...
Not even close.
Yeah, that was basic stuff.
That's something this little girl actress could hear, the one that Steve hates. So Gerard Butler agrees, and he gets launched into space, and this
I'm
like
just gonna pop over to space real quick,
dude. This like space
it's like
commuting,
going to New York to Chicago.
It is. It's a space commute, dude. That's what's going on. He's sitting on a fucking spaceship with a bunch of commuter seats, and it's like being on the Staten Island ferry, you know, in the middle of the morning.
Oh no, there's something wrong here in this. I'm just the space commuter. I don't know. I didn't sign up for this. I'm trying to do Liam Neeson in The Commuter. It's not happening.
It's there. It's almost there. It's like there would we would never have enough space capacity within like the near future where it would ever make sense to just to send one guy into space. Send him and a bunch of screws or something. You know what I mean? Like something.
What's happening here?
All this orange juice.
I'm sitting beside a bunch of screws.
Now that the world is finally dying from extreme weather, the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Figured out, like, okay, shit, like, we can't really, you know, renewable energy has to happen now. But, you know, maybe we could sell insane amounts of rocket fuel to the government.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, the end game of all this, Ed Harris, like, what he wants to happen essentially does happen.
Yeah.
And, like, so he's successful. This whole, like...
He's the winner, yeah.
Yeah, he really, like, most of the fucking planet gets wiped out.
Well, we as the audience win because we get to get treated to ZGG, which is Zero Gravity Gerard.
Oh, man. This is madness.
He stops the movie dead and he's like, well, I'm taking my belt off. Oh, this is kind of fun.
Oh, I'm flying around like an astronaut. It is so stupid.
And then the guy has to stop him. Like the NASA guy is like, sir, if you look out your window, you'll see the fucking satellite.
sir, people are melting.
Hong Kong is no more. And he's like, you battle rule.
I mean, I guess it's like, it never stops being awe-inspiring.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, I just imagine him doing like the Homer Simpson thing and like eating chips and zero gravity.
So of course he walks in. He's immediately the fucking cock of the walk. He's telling this German commander who, this is all in the International Space Station, by the way. So like Dutch boy is like the satellite network all over the planet, but it's all maintained and operated through the International Space Station.
Sure.
Yeah.
This German astronaut, she's like, oh, hey, I'm, you know, the captain of the space station right now. And Gerard Butler's walking around and he's just like, oh, yeah, like that thing's crooked. Oh, I heard that thing over there is rattling. You got to change that out. Boy, who's the fucking idiot that runs this place now? And she's like, that would be me. That's my thing.
Yeah, he says, "Oh, just gotta teach somebody about giving a shit," which is kind of a great line.
God damn.
And also, by the way, someone had died recently on the spaceship. You think he's a saboteur, but he's actually a good guy, I guess.
That was really confusing because a dude. He's got a thing. He puts it in a locker, and then he's like,
it's an iPad that like he transferred documents from the station.
Holoframe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They say it 77 times.
Holoframe.
It's a weird like. Because it's just a little bit in the future, you flick a little stick and a screen pops out of it.
Yeah.
But this dude like steals this thing and you're like, what is this guy's deal? And then he's like walking down a hallway and the door closes in front of him and he's like, mommy. And just all of these things start blasting out. Like this hallway starts blasting out and this dude just gets sucked right out.
It's pretty great. Good. Yeah, we like that part.
Yeah, it's a decent death.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great is they don't know that like Ed Harris is essentially sabotaging everything. So they're basically like, "Hey, Gerard Butler, your piece of shit Dutch boy thing's only been online for 3 years or whatever it is, and it's falling apart. You have to come up here and figure out why this is falling apart."
In aid of that, he's like giving this woman shit, and like he meets this team of scientists. The only one of note is this British guy who's like a sexy Dennis Nedry, I guess.
You didn't say the sexy word.
I mean,
but it's just like, this British scientist, a woman from Africa.
Oh, and you also have Hernandez, who becomes really important at the end of the reshoots. I mean, at the end of the movie.
Oh, right, Hernandez, who until the very important reshoots, the like big claim to fame is Gerard Butler being like, "Ack, a Mexican." Or like however this dude is treated.
Played by Eugenio Derbez. Soon to be in the Overboard remake.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Goo.
So
they should have set that in space. Like he fell
they
off.
Did. It was called Passengers.
Oh, God.
Oh, I did not. I skipped it. I skipped it.
The CGI through this whole thing, it cannot be stressed enough. It is terrible.
Terrible.
Olympus has fallen. London has fallen level.
Is put out by fucking Warner Brothers.
I know.
What are we doing?
It just was clearly like nobody's top priority, like a project nobody loved. And they're like, yeah, less money. Yeah, no less money.
Keep going.
You can go lower.
And I mean, it was a disaster here. Like it only made like 33 million, which is not much. But abroad.
Of course.
It Here made a lot of money. It what made like doing? $170 million.
What do we do? Who's responsible for that? Is it China? China, stop going to the movies.
China made double what it made here.
I can't believe this movie made that money.
So
that's such a bummer.
How about this, dude? We do like an Oceans type of heist to steal it back.
Oh, yeah. Dude, good idea.
Here we do. We get Cabin to go to every single Chinese movie house.
Sure. Sounds like a good idea.
Then somehow we get money.
We rob Chinese President Andy Garcia.
Well, what we need to do is two of us need to comically argue in front of him.
Okay. Perfect.
And like, you know, like, and then he's going to be so distracted we can steal all that money.
Oh, right.
Because that's how all of that works. But, it's like two people comically argue in front of someone.
Exactly, which is what a podcast is. So we've been training for this heist our entire lives.
I'm going to have to request an Eric Sisko version of Secret Agent Man for when I'm doing my work to play over it.
I'll have to look up the lyrics, but I will give it to you.
So Gerard Butler at one point is like, oh, I think it's this mechanism. I got to go check this thing out. So he goes on a spacewalk and it just turns disastrous immediately.
Right, because they're looking for the holocron?
One of the panels.
The iPad or whatever.
The horcrux.
They're looking for the holoframe thing.
Which is stuck in the side paneling, the vinyl side.
No, well, no, that's a whole different... It's like a... Like one of the panels had the virus in it. The virus that turns out...
I forgot there's also a virus! It's a computer virus that's in the Dutch boy.
Yes.
That I guess that is what's responsible for icing out Afghanistan.
Yes.
And
burning Hong Kong alive.
Right.
And the evidence of this is in one of the panels of the hallway that got shot out that killed Mahmoud.
So he has to go and do a spacewalk, which, yes, some saboteur is sabotaging him, and it turns into gravity like 5 minutes in.
Totally. Just like a really bad gravity. And he is flying all over this fucking thing. And they're trying to get him back, and they're trying to get him back. And then it's kind of my favorite part of this movie. He looks, and he's like, oh, no, I'm going to fall on the moon. Because he's sliding across these solar panels, and they're shattering, and he can't get a grip on anything. And you see him, like, turn around and look over his shoulder, and he just sees the moon. And then everybody instantly inside is like, we're going to lose him.
I honestly thought we were going to, like, cut to, like, eventually, like, oh, he's gone. And then they're going to go to the moon to pick him up, and he's going to be standing there with that flag that Buzzy Aldrin dropped.
Yes. Oh, totally.
And he's just like, where you been? Or whatever, right? Holding the flag.
It's going to be like the end of Space Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, he's just sitting there, and they leave him behind.
No, yeah, it's him, Tommy Lee Jones. Is Tommy Lee Jones the one they leave behind in that?
Yeah,
yep. Tommy Lee Jones, Nuclear Man from Superman 4, and 3 to 4 Transformers. And they're all playing poker together.
Oh, and someone who was nude in Moontrap.
Yes, that's about right.
your opening bid, Decepticon.
How the fuck is Gerard Butler not in any of those movies?
That's a great question.
When Mark Wahlberg gets tired of it, they might just send it to him. I think the main franchise.
How many more do you think we're gonna see?
Well, we got
all
Bumblebee
the spinoffs. Yeah, there's a whole universe being planned.
Fucking Bumble, a universe.
Yes, a whole universe.
What do you mean a whole universe?
Like there's multiple spinoffs, and those spinoffs are gonna have sequels. So like they're gonna create a whole fucking thing.
Can I tell you? Speaking of universes, I finally watched The Mummy.
Oh yeah,
that movie's embarrassing.
It's really bad. It's so boring. Bad, though, right?
It's boring. Bad, which is a big problem.
Let's address this right now. Some people being like, "Well, why aren't you doing The Mummy? Why aren't you doing The Snowman?" And the reason is some of these movies are just too dull to talk about.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, is The Mummy terrible. I just couldn't even believe it.
Russell Crowe doing kind of, I mean, many people have pointed this out, but sounding exactly like Sebastian Gorka is kind of amazing. If you can find that real. Well,
Russell Crowe fucking going to the Sizzler salad bar fucking 3 times a shoot.
Yeah, he's very puffy in that movie.
Although, just stopped giving a shit, which good for him, man. Good on you.
What I love, though, is the audacity of the beginning of this movie where it's like the Universal logo flies around and then it's like, well, we're going to take one more trip around the sun because we have to say Dark Universe. Oof, embarrassing.
Oh, right. That's the universe you're talking. I forgot about that, like, aborted cinematic universe.
Yeah.
But that's 3 times they failed that one already.
Dracula Untold, Mummy, and what else?
I made that up. But it's 2 times.
Boss Baby, I think.
They were. Guillermo del Toro was supposed to be in charge of it, but then, like,
dodged that bullet.
He decided to do anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been better if he was.
On Earth, as it is in heaven. No, on Earth, Jim Sturgis is getting the idea that there is something going on. He talks to some hacker friend of his.
I think it's Julia Roberts. They're uncovering the fucking Pelican Brief.
It's Zazie Beetz from Atlanta.
Oh, she's funny.
She's great in Atlanta.
She's good in this. She's funny, but like it's just a character nobody wants. And like
it's just another character. It's also this character is there to facilitate. Like, you still fucking that Secret Service chick or what?
And he's like, "What are you talking about?
No, fucking that Secret Service dude. He's like 80 years old.
Yeah, what's that about? We're fucking." I'm going to put this picture of John Malkovich over your face tonight.
But yeah, he's like, hey, I can't access this thing. And she's like, so what? It happens all the time. And he's like, no, I can't access like the satellite info for this whole area. And she's like, meh, sounds like a computer mystery.
The dumbest part of this entire movie, I think, is... So Gerard Butler understands something bad is going on the space station. Jim Sturgis is understanding something bad is going on Earth. They have
we should say that Gerard Butler lives through that.
Oh yeah, he makes
it. Oh yeah, that encounter.
They reel him back in.
He secretly gets the holocron and gets back into the base and acts like he doesn't have it.
That's right.
So that the saboteur will be thrown off. the trail of this.
But somehow Gerard Butler is hip to that, but he's only been on the space station for like 10 minutes.
He's
because,
a genius.
Listen, because he fell or whatever happened on that spacewalk, and he's like,
I can't get up.
He's like, I can't ever fail. There must be a saboteur. Well, I've right. never done anything wrong in my life.
My device that I invented is so perfect.
Yes.
That there's no way it could be failing. It must be sabotage.
I mean, they must want to kill him immediately because he's going around like, you know the transmission. You know, it's,
oh yeah. That no German woman wants to cut his throat.
Pop the hood. Let me take a look.
You got this all wrong. So, but he knows
Arnold.
I think that might have been Arnold.
He understands something's going on, so he calls his brother. They have this really stupid video conferencing call wherein. Yes. He just tells this, he's like, man, brother, I just called you to say I'm sorry. And he's like, you're sorry? What? Who cares? Blah, 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 blah. And he goes, tells him this whole story about a fishing trip.
This fucking fishing trip. Oh, my God.
And you're like, well, that's kind of a weird scene for this movie. But what he was doing is impossible, which is like they created a cryptographic code wherein like every other word means something else. And you have to like, you have to watch it on video. And then you have to like count the words.
Yes.
And then...
you cut out certain words. Dude, my fucking head almost fell off.
And so, like, he goes back to this hacker and is like, oh, edit this video this way and that way and the other way. And then, like, it's like,
brother, there is a saboteur who is in the American government and he is going to destroy the world.
It's highest like, levels of government.
It's
by
like
the way.
A feature on Photoshop that you could just do this.
You know what
this
Hello, Smithers. You're quite good at turning me on.
It needed to be like the twist is like Ed Harris, the highest levels of the U.S. government.
Right.
Should have been like reptilians or something.
Yeah, fuck yeah, do dude. It.
Just go yes. full, do his full Lizardman movie.
You're already asking me to believe that Gerard Butler is a scientist, yes. guys. Of course reptilians
and
are
these,
real.
And these are sci-fi graphics, man. I'm ready for it.
Exactly. Like have Ed Harris like turn into a lizard.
You know who we don't see, I don't think, is like a vice president? How about Vice President Ian Ziering? Because this is a fucking Sharknado. Movie. Why not?
Why not indeed?
I like it. You know who you don't see also? Alex Jones. I feel like once we get a satellite network that covers the globe,
yeah.
Alex Jones has a fat heart attack, right?
Yeah.
Or he's frozen solid from the satellite.
No, I think he goes out like the monks and just like douses himself in gasoline, lights a fucking fire.
Oh, fucking fingers crossed.
And then prison planet is like, I'm 60 yards beneath the earth as I always am. I will carry on your mission, Alex.
I'm going to protest the U.S. government here by lighting myself on fire. I'm going to become the human barbecue. I ask my crew to eat me like ribs.
Oh, man.
He must hate this movie.
Well, it's very globalist.
Yeah, it's super globalist. Yeah. Like, he must he would have a heart attack.
Yeah, nations coming together, working to solve a problem. What bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
God.
So, we should say Chang, he escapes Hong Kong, and this is something that you should never do. And
Hong Kong, just like Edward Snowden. Never do that.
Never call your friend if you're in the middle of a huge cover-up or conspiracy and say, Andrew, listen up. I know everything. I can't say anything else over the phone. I know everything. Meet me at this location. What you have to do is just be like... play it cash. Be like, hey, man, you want to come out for a beer, dude?
Yeah, no. Totally. All the villains are foiled. All of them. Every one of them.
I'm making up a new code. This, for everyone in this room and anyone listening, if I ever call you and I'm like, hey, man, you know what I just saw? Wallace Shawn at FedEx yesterday. you will know that it's a code that I'm in on a conspiracy.
I will forget it's a code and be like, really? That is amazing.
Well, no, that's the thing, because I actually saw Wallace Shawn at FedEx years ago.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He was on his hands and knees trying to stuff a bunch of old books into a box.
What?
Yes, he was.
It was adorable.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, I was going to say, was he like, this three-day Express Saver shipping rate is inconceivable. And they were like, get out. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You've been dining on that stupid fucking line for 30 years. Get the fuck out of here.
It really happened. That's what I'm saying. That's my
shipping a bunch of books. Guaranteed they were rare antique books.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably cursed.
So that's the code. You call somebody and say you saw Wallace Shawn at FedEx, and then you know that there's a government conspiracy.
And he was mailing cursed books to Dr. Strange.
You know, I'll go simpler. I'll go, hey, man, I watched Bushwhacked again. And it's good.
No, I'm going to call you up in the middle of the night. This is going to be this long rant about smoking weed and, you know, watching cartoons.
That's called a podcast.
And then if you cut out like every fourth word, it's going to be like, hello, Smithers.
Steve, the government is after me.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, this dude, I love the notion that like, as long as you say, I can't talk about this over the phone, you're fine? What a fucking moron.
Just don't say it. Just be like, I need to talk to you.
Don't say it.
I'm going to end the movie. How about that? I'm going to end the movie.
And so this dude, of course, gets pushed in front of a car.
He's like, oh, meet me at this location where we... And he thinks he's being sick. It's like, where we used to meet in college. I mean, come on, there's got to be like three places.
It doesn't matter because someone is just tailing you.
Yeah. And he gets shoved in front of a car. This is a good death.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Yeah, much like Gerard Butler, he goes zero gravity.
He does. And Chang's last words are something about Project Zeus.
Oh, Project Zeus, of course.
Because this fucking movie needs one more stupid phrase in it.
Highest levels of government, Steve.
It's very
important. Of course there's a stupid name to go along with it.
So we discover that there is... This is, and I think Chang is the one who introduces the phrase geostorm. Because if you're keeping score at home, gang, it's been an hour and there ain't been no fucking geostorms yet.
Yeah, wow. But this movie should come with a word of warning which says, hey, don't hold your breath for that geostorm.
It's not going to be here.
I mean, and how
it's fucking Godot, man.
Dude, it is. Because listen, 2012 happens. Independence Day, we see that day pass by.
Yeah.
Twister, there was a couple of those in that movie.
Well, because this thing is overplotted to shit. So, like, of course, they, like, spread them out to the point where it's like, oh, the Afghanistan gets frozen. But we don't even see that.
No,
and then, like, the Hong Kong thing is supposed to count as a geostorm, but it's not. It's important to know it's not.
It's not a geostorm.
Everyone keeps telling me the geostorm's coming.
It's waiting for geostorm.
It is waiting. You are literally, the entire time, it's you and another guy in a fucking pork pie hat waiting for geostorm.
There is a fucking counter in this movie that is literally, it literally says countdown to geostorm.
That's my favorite part.
Like fucking Carson Daly's hosting
it. And we're over an hour in and it says 90 minutes to geostorm. And I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, this movie's not 90 minutes left. Are we ever going to get to geostorm?
We don't. We don't have a geostorm.
We have a near geostorming, which is not a technical full geostorm.
Like, just call this movie Ed Harris Weather Conspiracy, and it's fine. It's still fine.
That sounds like a movie where you're like in his den and he's drinking tea, telling you some fucking weird shit he saw on YouTube. I would rather have that.
When I was in Chicago running around with the Weather Underground.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
dude.
How about that?
Like, he fucking... Yeah, like he did it, man.
Oh, he totally did it. And then all those other people took the rap for it.
Damn right. He set him up.
Yeah, oh, I knocked on those guys.
I knocked on them all. This movie, how is this? I looked through all the plot synopses.
All of the plot of this movie, which is a lot.
No, of Bond films.
Okay.
Because this is a Bond plot, but I'm pretty sure no one's controlling the weather in a Bond movie just yet. As someone pointed out on Twitter, GoldenEye is a satellite thing, but weather's not involved. But this, now that it's highest levels of government, conspiracy going on.
It's like the Avengers, the Sean Connery.
Oh, yes. They're controlling the weather in that movie,
Speaking of Bond.
Oh, that's but yeah, it's just, what an outlandish thing for this movie thought was a natural disaster movie.
And I'm not sure where this fits in the movie, but I'm just going to say it now. The part of the movie when they're throwing satellites at other satellites to disrupt them, that's stupid. I mean, there doesn't need to be much discussion on it. There's a part when, I think... Is this the Rio part when Rio's getting it? And
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is.
And that woman is outrunning Frost in a bathing suit.
Yes.
Boy, that's fucking
There's
funny.
So many people outrunning weather in this movie. It's outrageous. It happens five times.
Is that how weather works?
No.
If something is sub-zero temperatures enough to freeze people to death and I'm 5 feet away... am I okay?
No.
Can I just keep running?
Your foot's getting chopped off at least.
According to Geostorm, you're totally fine if you can keep up a steady jog.
Yes.
The thing is, like, weather is not a bullet from a gun. You can't be missed by it that much. It's like, more like radiation. Right?
The end of this movie should be Bugs Bunny on top of the fucking Geostorm. Like, ain't I a stinker? Because it's the same fucking shit. It's basically like all these people outrunning things in the frame.
Right.
Including a plane.
Oh, man. So, yeah, but and Gerard Butler's like, I got an idea. Use those satellites to kick those satellites out.
Yep.
And we're just like hucking satellites. It's insane.
Shoot $1 billion at the other $1 billion.
And to be fair, that's a very American thing that Gerard Butler does right there. So maybe this guy's more American than we realize.
Maybe.
So somewhere around here, the space station's self-destruct sequence comes on. And it's basically like, what does he say? Like, if it fell into the wrong hands?
If it started falling to Earth.
Oh, falling to Earth, right.
Yeah.
So they can't turn this thing off. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And they determine that in order to shut down Dutch Boy, which has been weaponized, as we're told at this point, they need the president's kill codes.
Yes.
Enter what I think may be the dumbest plot involving a president in motion pictures, which is them plotting to steal the kill codes from Andy Garcia while he is, I'm not kidding, taking a shower.
That's the plan.
They're like, wow, how are we going to steal these codes from him? Because he always has Secret Service agents around him. And Abby Cornish is like, not when he's taking a shower. Are you fucking serious?
Well, and
no, that's when I'm at my most alert.
Steam focuses me, as does presidential nudity. Being in the shower with Andy is our intimate time.
And when he's done showering, what I do is I take Doctor Strange's cape and I drape it over him.
I once took a bath with William Howard Taft.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain. I don't like what you're doing to my cape. I would love my cape back, please, Dormammu.
I got it in the divorce. Shut up, Strange. What's your first name? Steven. Yeah. I remember you.
Also, while Rio is freezing, Tokyo is getting bombed with these hilarious hail balls the size of boulders.
It's from a Howie Mandel skit. Like, oh my God.
There is my favorite shot in this movie. So it's the Weather Center. I think it's in NASA. And it's the International Space Center or whatever. And they just cut to this one guy with a Japanese flag on his arm, so you know he's Japanese, during the Tokyo thing. And he's like, oh, man.
But also, meanwhile, across the Earth, another major disaster is happening. It's called the Democratic National Convention.
As previously mentioned, in Orlando, Florida. Eep.
So, yeah, this is when... So Jim Sturgis has been talking to Gerard Butler. They know that the president's... They think the president is in on it. They think it's the president. He doesn't want to give over the control of Dutch Boy because of American interest, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So they're going to steal the things in the shower. And he makes a really dumb move with Ed Harris. Because Ed Harris is like, why do you want to go to the Democratic National Convention? And he's like, well, because my dad's going to be there. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, by the way, I know everything... He's like, by the way, I know everything about you, and your dad is famously fucking dead.
Yes, that's right. And he's like, you know, why did you lie to the president? What's going on? And Jim
Sturgis, my first day.
I'm the Secretary of State. You don't think I looked at your file?
Yeah, totally. And he's like,
well, I mean, if it's Rex Tillerson, maybe.
Yeah,
actually, maybe.
You talking about Wayne Tractor?
And he basically says, like, oh, okay, well, here's the deal. This is what the president's doing with this device, and it's really fucked up. And Ed Harris is like, are you sure? Are you sure about this? That's an accusation, son. Harris. By the way, they've also determined that the next place that's going to get slammed with this shit is Westworld. And then after Westworld, Orlando, Florida.
My beloved Westworld.
I want to be a fucking cowboy.
I work for the government.
But somehow, I don't remember how it is they determined that Orlando's next, but there's something coming.
From Zeus, when they finally crack Project Zeus, which is the pattern of how it's going to go.
Oh.
Zazie Beetz does her stuff.
They get the lats and lons.
Yes, lats all of them.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of fucked up because like, this is like Ed Harris's master plan. He's like, I'm going to fuck up Tokyo. I'm going to fuck up Hong Kong. I go after Dubai. I go after Rio de Janeiro. All right, I need to get somewhere in America. Orlando. Like, you know what, dude? That's not fucking fair. It should be goddamn California or New York.
It's an acceptable loss, but New York is already gone.
Oh, that's true.
It's pre-established.
Well, actually, though,
go to Chicago.
If it's the Democratic National Convention, maybe Ed Harris is also a secret conservative.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like, not only am I going to become the leader of the free world, I'm going to fucking take out all these Democrats, which does happen because they get Andy Garcia out of this place.
Right.
And it's like, he's like, what'd you do that for? What a ridiculous thing to do. You kidnapped the president. And then they turn around and this stadium gets kablammoed.
And, you know, it's weird because Chuck Schumer is there. He's like, but I made a deal with Ed Harris yesterday that this wasn't going to happen.
Also, big mistake on Ed Harris's part. So Jim Sturgess is giving the whole spiel and he's like, we have to steal his kill codes. We're going to do it when he's in the shower, by the way. It's a perfect plan. And Ed Harris,
the hell you are.
Instead of being like,
I gotta let you know this president is an incredibly fast showerer, a very fast showerer. You got like 2 minutes flat.
But yeah,
he barely washes his balls.
This is a great idea. Like, definitely go forward with that, Jim Sturgess. Instead, he's like, well, the kill code, the president is the kill code.
That's
it's
right.
a biometric thing. Like, if you are doing this global scam,
sure.
Yeah. Why not? Maybe not tell him that part.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah. Right. He keeps the codes in his wallet. Like, he gives him the key to the whole thing. And so they
he's
know,
a Bond villain.
But
I mean,
he's about to kill him. He's like, oh, yeah, the good coats are in the back, Sturgess. So he goes down to the closet and like he tries to shoot him and Sturgess figures it out because I think he lets something slip that blah, 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 who cares? And then they start fighting. They know it's him. Now we're having a big chase to the Democratic National Convention. Who could care?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what is this movie even about?
Yeah. Abby Cornish shoots off her gun. She gets the president. They get out of there.
After, so Jim Sturgess is like, so it's actually Ed Harris. He just tried to kill me. Right. I'm going to go take care of this. She says, this is, again, this character has the worst dialogue in this movie. She goes, all right, well, I'll go get us a president. Oh, no. Oh, man, I paused it and fucking got up and went to the bathroom. And I put some water on my face, and then it was back to Geostorm.
And meanwhile, up in space, Gerard Butler has found out it's Professor Plum in the fucking... with the candlestick in the goddamn control room.
You know what? This movie might have too many things going on, Chris. I think you might be right.
Dude, when there's a Gerard Butler movie where all of a sudden you're like, where's Gerard Butler? That's a big problem.
Exactly.
I don't have that problem in 300. I know where he is at all times.
You're not getting anybody's ass in the seat for fucking Jim Sturgess. I guarantee
it. Nobody.
I guarantee it.
Guaranteed not. No way.
So at this point, the president and gets kidnapped by Abby Cornish and Jim Sturgess. Mm. They drive. They get in a self-driving cab, everybody.
Oh.
And uh-oh, the geostorm is here, which is a bunch of lightning
super
bolts.
Lightning.
Super lightning. And
oh,
it
man.
Blows up Orlando. And then the idea
it
was...
blows up the DNC real quick.
Yes. Ed Harris wanted to kill everyone so that the line of succession goes to the Secretary of State. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
What
on the line?
Wouldn't it go to the Speaker
secession.
Of the House?
I just saw this movie called Designated Survivor. Oh wait, it's a TV show.
So in Geostorm, the Democrats must control the Senate.
Yes, they must.
So
yeah,
good,
it's
good on them.
President, Vice President, Speaker of the House, and then after that, I don't know.
Sorry, I said Senate and I meant Congress, right? The House of Representatives.
Correct. Yeah. But yeah, he basically wants to do fucking Lone Survivor, whatever that show
is. Designated.
Designated. Oh, pardon me.
Which, by the way, Kiefer Sutherland in that show was the HUD secretary. So if that scenario was applied to current day, Ben Carson would be president.
Oh, that would be great.
That's a horror movie.
For how, much are,
terrible,
how much are suicide
terrible,
pills?
Terrible, but better country.
So your lightning's going all over the place. They're driving. They have a fucking gunfight in the middle of a lightning storm, which looks dumb as hell.
Also, did I just make this up because I was having some tall glasses of water and really hating this? Doesn't Ed Harris say something about, like, I've program the device so that it's following the president's beacon. So, like, the lightning is chasing them in the car because Andy Garcia's got the cell phone
no
on.
No memory of that.
No, he's tracking them.
Oh, I thought he was having... Because
he is tracking them,
all this, but the lightning is following them, yeah, and they're
Lord,
like, "Oh, no,
that's
drive
just the
under.
Lord."
No, no, that's Lord Raiden.
Oh, hey.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Whenever you say the Lord, you mean Lord Raiden.
Chris worships Raiden. Yeah,
yeah, that's
that's all.
Yeah.
He worships
religion.
In 16-bit video game.
Little
character.
Dick Raiden.
We all meet in a basement in Chinatown.
I'm going to throw lightning at the president of the United States. Chris worships me because he knows all three of my fatalities.
It's actually because I just kind of want to get to meet Scorpion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's... Oh, you're just using me for my connects. I totally get it. Scorpion's pretty cool.
Hey. Chris, you didn't have to do that. You know what? Get over here. Give me a big old smooch.
He goes to give you like a high five, and then he pulls away and he goes, sucker!
And then he rips off your head and then just to your spinal cord.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a fool for love.
So, I don't know. They are driving through this electrical storm. They're surviving, which makes no sense.
A car blows up at some point. Someone's killed.
To Chris's point, it was Professor Plum, and by that I mean it was the British sexy Dennis Nedry.
Yes.
And him and Gerard Butler have a fight, because Gerard Butler better punch somebody by the end of this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, it has to happen.
I mean, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Gerard Butler's playing a scientist. He's a scientist that is capable of punching someone in the face.
What if I just punched the moon? What's that looking like for you? Hey, Dean. What is the odds of me punching the moon in this movie?
Don't you think he would go straight, like he believes he would go straight through it like it was Fluffernutter?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to get moon cheese on my knuckles. So he makes short work of this hacker, man. This hacker, by the way, he definitely uses...
I know what you're going to say.
He says something about, like, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, great.
And I feel like in the world of this movie, it's this little kid saw Batman and was, like, referencing it. Because this movie's that hip, I think, is the idea.
And it was like 20 years ago at this point, or whatever, however long this movie takes place.
Still, it sucks.
Let's not. It sucks a lot.
Oh, it totally sucks. But
because
it's
one of the biggest quotes from the fucking
movie.
That's
what I'm saying, though. The sucking is exacerbated by the fact that it's such a famous line, and they think it's a clever thing.
Does he murder
that guy?
No, the guy accidentally shoots. He's got a gun. He accidentally shoots open a window.
Right. Yes.
And John Ball's like, see you later.
Yeah, totally. This dude gets sucked right out of It's pretty badass.
I want to see that guy like kind of explode in space a little
bit.
Yes.
I would like that.
Give it to me.
I would like that.
Give it to me.
Yes.
I saw the other guy freeze up. Come on, please.
I want to see everyone freeze up.
I'd love that. Also, go ahead.
Oh, no, they're evacuating Geo.
I was just going to say that. Yeah,
they're evacuating the Geo cities. I heard this day would come.
Take your pages down.
The web rings are going down. No.
Oh, man, not the web rings.
They're falling like dominoes.
What are web rings?
Okay, so kids gather around, come across, get close to the iPhone.
Are those what Sonic collects?
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay.
It's okay. Let's say, and I'll mention one web ring I did know. Let's say you do a website, Chris.
Sure.
About X-Wings.
Okay.
Because you like Star Wars, right? You like Star Wars.
Yeah, sure.
And then, Steve, how about you do a website about X-Wings?
Oh, I see.
And then, like, you know what? If we have a thing on the bottom of both of our pages.
Yeah.
And we could hit, like, what's the next website in this web ring? And it'll go to Steve's page.
Oh.
That idea is flawed.
And then, you get like 50 guys making websites about X-Wings.
Yeah.
And you can go through them all. And, I'm sure maybe there's a Y-Wing or an A-Wing website in there.
But they knew some of the dudes from like the, the X-Wing websites, and they let them on in.
Yeah.
I got an inviting
community.
I got heavily invested in a web ring for the X-Files.
Oh.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never fucked any web rings.
You know what I think like the modern equivalent of a web ring is, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Those bullshit things that are like also interesting around the internet.
Yeah.
But they have, I mean, it's not.
It's always cheap junk.
Those are like spam-ish.
It's insane that those are allowed on websites, though.
Yeah.
You'll be on like fucking Uproxx or something. Yeah. And it's like, interesting around the internet. You'll never guess what Honey Boo Boo looks like now. And I'm like, what? I was reading an article about prog rock.
Yeah,
like,
well,
what the
okay.
Fuck?
How about this? These people have no eyebrows. Click it. Oh, alligator deaths, click it.
This actress was really high and mighty. Now she's fucking broke, click it.
Why doesn't anybody hire Brendan Fraser anymore?
Yeah, that's totally one.
Click it.
Guess who's dead?
I didn't know they were called web rings. I used to go through those for like...
Pornography?
Remember? Well, kind of...
Kind of.
What, you remember like when you could get like MP3 bootlegs? Like that was a big thing on the internet, like in the early days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, when I was a teen and I was a troublemaker.
Oh, wait, just like, you mean like downloading shit from Napster?
Oh, no. Like they would like host like live sets from like Smashing Pumpkins.
Listen.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Metallica might be listening.
Oh, yeah. And they might come after me.
We don't want a lawsuit.
Well, you don't want to raise up Saint Anger against you, man. You don't want that to happen.
The architects of Saint Anger.
There's like 15 minutes left until the big geostorm, which does not occur in this movie, is going to happen. They outrun this lightning. This other guy gets fucking ganked by lightning, the evil Secret Service agent. And then Ed Harris is waiting for them at the end of this tunnel. He takes out a rocket launcher, and I got so excited, and then he hands it off to his number two. I'm like, the fuck? No. Bullshit. No.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? One. Show me Ed Harris take a rocket launcher out of his Secretary of State car. Nice. Let's see Taya Leone try that.
Well, he clearly got he survived The Rock, and he got a couple promotions.
I guarantee you Rex Tillerson does have a rocket launcher on him at all times.
Yeah, no, I'd buy that. He keeps it under his big cowboy hat.
And a gallon of poison.
There's a big fucking sticker that says mobile on it.
So the idea is this guy's going to get the car when it drives out, but oops, it was a self-driving car, and then Ed Harris gets arrested, not murdered. Kind of weak, Geostorm.
You got to show me, you know, in the epilogue, the fucking court case where he is publicly hung
or like
on the National Mall.
Just have him do like a big speech about like the hubris of man and this and that nonsense, and then he gets shot by lightning.
Yeah.
Yes, that
like,
would be
he's
great.
He's got to be geostormed by his own game. That was Geostorm.
Because
self Geostorm.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the punishment for this?
I mean, he's killed a million people easy.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This is the Hague, dude.
But like burned alive, I'm pretty sure. I think it goes back to that.
I also think like America doesn't exist anymore. Like our standing in the world is nothing.
Saudi Arabia's gone.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia was destroyed. Like all these other countries aside from America got it really bad, and now we're just like, oh, is this really bad guy in America? Don't listen to him. He's a jerk.
Let me tell you about bad Americans, by the way. Ed Harris indeed is talking about this plan, and he's telling Andy Garcia, like, hey, we're going to wake up tomorrow and all our enemies are going to be wiped off the face of the earth and all of this shit. And Andy Garcia's like, you know, I think that's a really bad plan. And Ed Harris says, and I'm not quoting here, but it's something to the effect of, we're turning back the clock to 1945 when America was struck. And I was like, oh, we're doing this? Oh, no.
So he is a secret conservative.
It's fucking wild that line isn't here.
America first. That's what
it's wild stuff.
So that happens. And then we were like, oh, we didn't watch all of Armageddon yet. So... Jim Sturgis is like, hey, we got the codes or whatever. Here it is to turn it down. It's like, it's a little too late for that, little bro. I'm going to die on this spaceship unless there's a reshoot in the next 10 minutes. Because you could totally tell.
Oh, of course. It's so fucking stupid. So he's like, the kill codes only shut down Dutch Boy. It's got nothing to do with the self-destruct system.
And someone's got to do it manually because it's a movie.
This makes no fucking sense.
I mean, like, none of it makes sense.
Like, essentially, like, part of the plan was, like, if you blow up the spaceship, essentially you can't control the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, no, you can. So they blow up the fucking space station.
Why are we launching some rockets at this thing?
Dormammu, I came to bargain. I've got to shut it down manually.
Gonna do this manual spell, Dormammu. Look out.
Remember to pick up the laundry.
Boy, I really hate being married to this guy. Dormammu.
Oh, why?
I'm making beef bolognese tonight. Eat it or don't. I don't care. You're always out saving the world. And I'm just home alone, raising our empty chair. Oh, that's just great. You asked for cream spinach.
Well, isn't the chair a great public speaker? Compliment your son, damn it.
You know what, Dormammu? Just do it. Just whatever the hell dimension is, just do it.
Lay waste to us all, Dormammu. I'm incredibly unhappy.
Dormammu coming.
Can't you do something for Scotty?
Oh, God.
Our son, Scotty. Scotty Strange.
So.
He's part car, part wizard.
I don't know. He's shutting it down. The German woman comes back. You think she left. All of the space station is evacuated.
This is so obnoxious. She's like, gotcha.
She's a callback to like a bit where like he thinks that something's in one door, but it's actually the other one. She's like, actually, it's this other door.
Yeah, the line she has is like, you may have built this, but I live here.
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, she's like, I live here, remember? Beep, boop, bop, door opens.
So they both sacrifice themselves, or so you think, and they turn it down, and the thing starts blowing up, and... Gerard Butler turns to her and is like, what do you think about a Hail Mary?
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. And Why not?
They fly to the satellite and get in like it's a fucking Happy Meal toy, man. Like, get out of town.
It's also a gravity thing.
Yeah. I mean, are all these satellites pilotable? I didn't. Like, why? If you're making millions of them, which...
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But unlike gravity, where she, like, falls to Earth, right... This is like, well, we're just going to scoot a little bit this way. And then it's like, beep, beep. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's that fucking dude from Mexico driving this space shuttle. And he's just picking us up.
You know what this is? This is the ending of a Star Trek Nexus episode we just did, the Galileo 7. Because what he's doing, he's in the satellite and he's doing like a Hail Mary, an SOS frequency.
Oh, that's right.
With the thing. And they pick it up. And that's when this guy, Hernandez, picks it up, which is my favorite line in the movie because it makes no sense. It's just Gerard Butler like, Hernandez, you son of a bitch.
Yes. Oh my God.
This
is
good old
great.
Boy horseshit, which has no place in this scene whatsoever. They don't even talk to each other.
This is exactly where Alex Jones dies.
Oh, when a Mexican saves the day? Yeah, his fat heart explodes.
That's the one.
And actually, it's kind of funny because Hernandez in this moment is actually taunting Alex Jones through the movie screen because he's like, oh yeah, leave it to the Mexican to save the day. And then, you know, cut to a movie theater in Austin where it's like, gah! Gah! Gah!
It was the chili. It was the chili that did him in.
Twas chili slayed the conspiracy theorists.
Come on and get Alex Jones rage chili at chiliplanet.fart.
Catch him in bed with a geostorm.
I eat so much chili I forget my kids.
Oh yeah, my children, yeah. Prison Planet, that's one of them. Wait, there's more?
Jesse Waters, is he me or not?
He saves the entire world.
Entire world. Entire world.
Oh, well, not much.
Second time.
Yeah.
By the way, second timers club. Saved it twice.
And he's the best of mankind.
He lands. He gets to greet his brother and his fucking ridiculous mullet. Oh, and while they're saving the president's like, you got to marry that girl. She just killed 14 people.
Yeah. Oh, I totally missed. So Andy Garcia is the one that forces them into marriage.
Yes, that's one of the presidential
duties. He pops the question for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. And then Jim Sturgess is like, he's totally going to break up with her after this geostorm thing. Yeah, this whole, like, facing the end of the world has made me realize I don't want to spend the rest of my life with this woman. Thanks, Mr. President.
I started singing Beatles the other day with Evan Rachel Wood, and I think she might be the one to do
that. Movie sucks.
It sure does.
Whew.
So the end of this movie, we go to Dawson's Creek, which is great.
Oh man, I had the same thought. It looked like the creek, man.
Because the joke in the middle of it is the stupid cipher code that he makes is like a story about him and his dad taking them fishing, and he's like,
our dad never took us fishing. And so, like, the idea is they're now fishing with this with the daughter.
Right.
Yeah. And they're bored by it.
And then that's, yeah. that's the joke is they're like, ah, this sucks. You want to get out of here? And I was like, fuck you. Fishing is very relaxing.
Well, the problem is they're neither high nor drunk.
Yeah, that's true. You need some tall boys.
Yeah, so you got something.
Well, they're also like, oh, we're sitting in front of a man-made lake. There's no fish in here.
I mean, if you're not inebriated, I get the joke. Yes, it is.
There's also a nine-year-old girl with them, so maybe they want to cool it a little bit.
No, he's a fucking raging alcoholic, remember?
Yeah, then Jim Sturgis is giving him shit about drinking before noon.
Yeah, he's like, well, when you save the world via satellite, happy hour starts at 11, brother.
Yeah, oh, cool. That's cool. You know what, man? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, are you still going to fucking keep on renting out Riggs's place?
Yeah, I guarantee. One of my favorite details towards the end of this movie, because that's the movie it's over with.
Well, the girl gives a speech about how we're now one planet.
Oh, right.
Because we handed over the satellites to everybody.
That's right. So nations fall.
But the reptilians might come rise. Back.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about Transformers.
It's like Hitler, if he got the Ark of the Covenant, that's how bad it would
be. Yes, exactly.
Well, when Gerard Butler's like still in peril, they keep cutting back to the ex-wife and the daughter watching this shit, and I was like, turn the TV off. This man's clearly about to die.
It's just like, who could, I mean, like, why would that be covered? Everywhere in the world is destroyed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And no. Like, oh, a white guy's in trouble. Rio doesn't exist anymore, but there's one white guy that might not make it.
You know why? Because at the TV station, dude, it was Harvey Fierstein demanding that everybody stays on the air.
Oh, that's right.
He got a hold of his mother, told her that he was not going to be home.
Or Taye Leone in Deep Impact. She took it.
That's right.
She took the hit.
She insisted on staying on the air. Look what happened. How do you not bring Richard fucking Schiff back? What a failure this movie is. What a gross failure.
Oh, you want more? Oh, you want more story? Yeah.
I want to get Shift.
I don't want more story.
Here at the Skydiving News Network, we will stay on the air. Conditions are good.
You could get a pretty good jump in during this geostorm.
Well, we're going to go out the only way we know how, playing Inagata De Vida again.
To footage of some majestic skydiving.
Oh, those were good days. Before lightning was all over the place and canceling all of our jumps.
I'm also going to light one up because, I mean, at this point.
Oh, now at the Skydiving News Network, it's a new way to get high. Just literally smoking weed on the air. Goodbye. Would anybody recommend this movie?
I would not. It's not. I actually really like cheesy disaster movies.
Of course.
You know, and actually the Asylum put out, I think it's called like Geo Disaster or something. I'm curious. It almost has to be better. I'm actually curious if Asylum's version of this movie is better because it probably is just the disaster and not the space nonsense.
Well, also because like the Asylum, for as terrible and as unwatchable as those movies
are,
they are, Titanic 2, I'm looking at you. They know the score.
Yes.
This movie is so fucking confident that what they're doing is like a great action movie or whatever, that it's taking itself so seriously. At least with the Asylum, they'd be like, yeah, no, this is fucking garbage. Just give us 83 minutes.
I think like you're going to really, and I mean, I don't believe I'm saying this, but.
Are you recommending this movie?
No.
Pig?
No,
Chris Cabin. The most contrarian film critic in the world is
it's awful. Don't see it. Oh. I was gonna say. Oh. I think in your Asylum movie,
okay,
you're really going to have to thirst for the base charm of Jim Sturgis.
I will say, if you like this movie, you belong in an asylum.
There you go.
There you go.
I wouldn't recommend it. I don't like it.
It's bad.
But you're right. It's too self-serious. What's wrong with just doing, you know, shitty action one-liners or something? Like, you're dumb.
Well, they do that, but then they also do the serious shit, which makes it even worse.
It undercuts it.
And also, like, I'm sorry, everybody. If I am getting this, like, disaster movie and whatever, you can't also have the gravity space station movie. And you can't also have fucking 3 days of the Condor going on.
Oh my God, you have this cast. Like the German woman, Ute, she's the woman from Downfall.
Oh, right.
And she and the Bader Meinhof complex. She's been in a bunch of really fucking good movies.
And I mean, like, I think the thing of it is like, and you can't have this like self serious like global we will overcome bullshit. Like, no public policy has ever been made from a disaster movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's a disaster movie. Come on, get out of here.
Totally. No, I
was watching a little movie called Geostorm, and my eyes were going back into Paris. Accord.
I started tweeting policy based on the news of this upcoming Geostorm. It is a hoax by the Chinese. I'm sorry.
No, this would make him believe, I think.
You think so?
I think scared if you put this...
I've been scared straight.
I saw an amazing documentary starring Andy Garcia.
Put the Fox News, like frame thing over the image. Show it to him. He's going to fucking get back into the agreement.
Stephen Miller, look, I'm telling you, look, there's a Latino president. This is a dystopian future. We need to do everything we can to stop this from happening.
And you know how we do that is we appoint Ed Harris to the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. I would vote for him.
Oh, sure. Confirm Harris, man. Why not? Oh, fuck. That is Geostorm, directed by Dean Devlin. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at HeadGum. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. Right into that mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate that. Helps the exposure of the program. Of course, patreon.com/wehatemovies.
Which this month's episode, if you don't know already, it is Bright, the Will Smith Orc Cop Opus.
That's right. So you want to get
whole
over...
other episode you can get.
Whole mm-hmm. other ep, man. Whole and, other ep.
And about 40 hours of other crap, of great crap, of animation damnation.
The most next... luxurious crap.
Golden shit.
Golden shit. Well done steaks. It can be had at the Patreon casino. Patreon.com/wehatemovies.
Coming up next week on the program, I think it is the final.
It is.
Is it the final? It's the final episode of some of the worst of 2017.
How are we going to go out, Andrew?
We are going to go out with, what is it?
You're going to go out in style!
Oh, right.
You blew it. You just blew it.
Look, this movie is so non-existent to me that I keep forgetting.
Eric you missed, was really excited about
you
that.
You missed
really
one thing. Zach Braff's going in style.
Yes.
Going in style?
Going in style.
I thought it was going out of style.
No, it's going in style.
So it's going in style.
So that's Scrubs reruns.
And this is, it's Michael Caine.
Yes.
Michael Caine.
And some other people.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Alan Arkin.
And they're doing, what is it, Ocean's 9/11? What are they
doing? Essentially, yes.
They're heisting.
Yes. It's a remake of a movie that wasn't Alan Arkin also in the original?
I don't think he was. Wasn't it like George Burns or something?
I don't know. It's a remake of another old guys robbing things movie. Yeah.
Oh, God, You Devil Part 2.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah, dude. Tune in for that movie.
We should
movie.
Do those as episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a question. Do you think Trump would resign if we were like, look, just resign and we will give you the Oh God franchise and you could be George Burns? I think he'd go for it. I think he'd go for it.
I think you're right.
That might be the carrot to get him out of office.
That's something. But yeah, the deal is only on the table if you resign.
Or put the Fox frame around murder at 1600.
So until next week when we're going in style, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum podcast.